Let's call this Board of Director meeting to order. Would everybody please stand and pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Okay. Nancy Oxenholt.
Here.
Tim Beatty.
Here.
Eric Creighton.
Here.
Jamie Wright.
Here.
Dan Drayton is absent.
Chief, were there any public comments received by phone, mail, or email?
No, we received, actually, and I don't know what we did with it. There was a
Letter?
It wasn't a letter. A guy had sent pictures of some of our stuff. Anyway, what happened was Bob and Bo were down in Newport at the boat place, and the guy is a retired fireman from someplace. He had a leak on the top of his motorhome. They couldn't fix it, and they said, "Where are you going?" He's north. They go, "Come by our station, we'll fix it." So they pulled in here, and those guys got up and fixed the leak on top of him, and he sent this picture thing with a $100 donation.
Oh,
so.
Nice.
Thank you. It's pretty cool.
That's the only thing we've received, other than the regular everyday compliments that I get.
You have to try one of those cookies.
I did. I thought it was a.
That's pretty cool.
And I was like, oh,
yeah.
Man, that tastes good.
Pass that around for him?
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Thank you for that. Let's move it down to board minutes of 2/12/2025. Any review or discussion?
Thank you.
Not hearing any. I'm looking for a motion to approve the board minutes of 2/12/2025.
I'll make that motion.
About a second.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Nancy Oxenholt.
Yes.
Tim Beatty.
Yes.
Eric Creighton.
Yes.
Jamie Wright.
Yes.
And Dan Drayton is absent.
Financials, we'll move down to banking, but the Secretary Treasurer is not here, so I can't ask that question. So, Chief, do you have anything on the banking or anything?
Other than, well, so the audit, I don't know why that got left on there, but when we do audits, we'll have that discussion, so that can be the monthly financial report. Do you want to talk about that next?
Please.
Okay. So we're page one, 95%, 95.6% taxes collected. So interest earning, you can see we're at 176.6% on interest. So these are important numbers as I'm working through this next year's budget. I'm not going to budget all that, but I think I might bump up the interest a little bit more for next year. If you look at on page three, so our resources are 114.9% of what we predicted we would have, which is good. Moving down, anything that's, and so we're 66.6% into our budget year. And so anything that is above that, I like to note. So under medical costs for volunteers, we're at 83%, which is good. And then of course the ambulance supplemental coverage, that was a one-time payment out to Lifelight and everything, so that won't change. Page four, staff overtime. So we're at 60.6% on our staff overtime, which brought us below that 6% overage. So we're hiring back vacant shifts now. And then we use that $109,000 out of contingency to cover the EMAC from California. And that's all indicated in there. The next page, HRA VIBA program. We made our second biannual payments out to everybody, so that 95% is why that's there. But overall, our personnel cost 63.4% at 66% of the year. Moving on to our material services stuff, we're page six. We're high on our dues and subscriptions, but that's because most of those have been paid out. Bank charges we're not going to get on top of this year at all, because that's where our Melio payments are coming out of. So next year I need to budget a little bit more money in that line item to make sure we cover that. IT and email services on page 7, we're at 74%. We're trying to work at trimming that down. We actually have, with Gen X, he went through all of our current subscribers. We don't need Microsoft 365 premium for everybody, so he's lowered it down to just the regular, and then we'll have a little discussion here about what the board members are going to get to reduce that even more here towards the end of the meeting. So that number should even out by the end of the year. On page 8, biggest expense we have there is this station here at 85%. That's because we had to change a lot of the exterior locks, and so that's why that number is high. And the county radio system fee, that's a one-time payment, so that's done. On page 9, if you look at two of the most expensive pieces of equipment that have cost us money, the first one up there is listed as a 2008 Pierce. That's actually 2009. So that had modules go bad and had problems because it just hadn't been driven, that we had to get in and get the turbocharger fixed and that kind of stuff. So that's the engine that's out there. And then the 2009 Pierce that's listed down below is engine 15. We just spent $12,500 to get the rear brakes fixed out at the county shops. That's why that line item is so far high. Page 10, apparatus fuel, we're at 68%, a little bit high. Equipment testing, we've had a lot of our testing done. That's towards the bottom at 71%. And then page 11, if you look at the near the bottom, total public safety expenditures, 59.1% at 66% of the year. So we're still below on that altogether. So that's where we're sitting. And this was an important month to look at because as I'm putting my budget together for next year, it gives me a really good prediction as to where we're going to be. In fact, Kathy and I have a running kind of a side bet as to what our ending fund balance is going to be this year. She's already predicted that it's going to be 6.9 million. I'm not that aggressive. I think we're more like 6.3 or 4. But she did a spreadsheet and everything said 6.9 million. Which last year we started out at that, 4.5, because we've been kind of hiding things a little bit, but we'll have enough to make our big purchases next year with that.
No, you're putting it in a reserve account, not hiding it.
No, it's just staying in our account. It doesn't actually show up in a reserve account. It's just not being spent. Hiding's a bad word. You're right.
Yes.
Correct. We're not being as transparent as we should be. I'm stashing money. It's like my wife. She's got a jar on the refrigerator.
Well, it's for stuff that's come up like we're going to talk about here in a little while. So,
yeah.
Any further discussion on monthly financials? Looking for a motion to approve the financials.
I'll make a motion.
About a second.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Nancy Oxenholt?
Yes.
Tim Beatty?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jamie Wright?
Yes.
And Dan Drayton is absent.
All right, moving down to new business. Use fire protection, purchase of a ladder truck. Who wants to go first on that?
Well, so I handed out something to you all again, because the one that's published in the book was if we made a full payment of full purchase price at the beginning, and we had decided not to do that. And so I hadn't seen this one that came out here a couple weeks ago. So the purchase price, if we do progressive payments, is $2,055,233. And so that's what I handed out to show you guys. Now, the one that's in the book is if we pay for the whole thing up front. And so we would save, $50,000 if we did that. But we would have to pay for it this budget year, which would entail a meeting and a transfer of money and all that kind of stuff. If we do it next year, it could be in next year's budget. The other thing that we've discussed was the fact that if we don't pay for it all up front, who's making interest on our money? We are. And right now we're making, as Kathy said, 4.6% in LGIP. Probably gone down maybe a quarter of a point because of the Federal Reserve reduced here the other day. We'll make more money on our stuff if we keep our money longer. Mm-hmm. And then the part of that is that it keeps them incentivized to move forward and get that truck completed.
Correct.
And so that's what we're looking at here. So you have those two choices. we don't have to pay any money if we go again with the payment plan option until next budget year, so I can plug that all in. And we don't have to do, what we need to hear is a decision as to, yes, we want to go with the Pierce, and we're going to put this money in next year's budget. And then we're not going to sign a contract tonight because we have their contract. Last time when we did a contract, I sent it off to local government law group, and Cary County goes, no, 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 here's the contract you want because it meets the Oregon stuff. So what they give here is their boilerplate contract that they use all over the nation, and it doesn't meet the Oregon requirements. So if you say yes tonight, I will send their contract off to Cary. We'll get it boiled down to what's the Oregon contract. We'll provide that to Pierce and say, okay, we see your contract, here's our contract. They can go back and forth and make some of those changes, and when we come to an agreement.
So I didn't see on their contract it was full payment. So they're going
to
have to change that.
Yeah, so that's, again,
the discount, yeah.
It's different now because I didn't get that stuff with this. So we'll change those, we'll get the one, and we'll get the Oregon version that has, there's a specific Oregon purchasing thing that has to go in there. There's an ORS that has to have that done. So Cary will do all that like she's done before. And then once that comes back and it's both agreed upon, if you guys say tonight, yes, we want to do it, I would give it to President Beatty to sign that purchase order and contract with them. Again, no money's going to be due until next budget year.
But so, you had a committee that looked at everything,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Three? Yeah. And what was their decision to go ahead?
To go with the Pierce, yeah.
Okay. Go with the Pierce.
Okay.
Now, you had another meeting with...
I did have, we had another meeting with Rosenbauer.
Right.
And
I wasn't able to make that, so sorry. But
yeah, no, it was fine. They wanted to have the opportunity to talk to us and talk to us about some of our aversions that we had based on one of our neighbors and things like that. And they came down, and very nice folks, very nice fellows. By the end of the day, it really didn't change our direction at all. But they at least wanted to come down and talk about, you know, what was going on and get us some more information. So we let them have that opportunity.
Okay.
Is this the same company that we got the last truck from?
No.
Okay.
The last truck? Oh, yeah. Well, not the last ladder truck. No, this is the last three engines we purchased from Pierce.
Okay. Yeah. And you were happy with the maintenance that they did and they extended
No, we had some issues. One that kept dying.
Right, but
so
I thought they extended the warranty.
They extended the warranty after they finally fixed it, yes.
Okay.
We don't have to go through the procurement processes outlined in the state purchasing stuff because, and you'll see two pages in, we are still part of the League of Oregon Cities. And so we can purchase it under their cooperative purchasing agreement. We don't have to do all that advertising, get three bids, and hold public meetings and all that kind of stuff for it. So we are still, and so once we sign up for, so we're part of League of Oregon Cities and Houston Galveston, the HGAC going contract. Those are the two that we're already part of. You basically pay a one-time fee to get on their list. And so we can do that and avoid a lot of other things. So we're good to do this purchase because the Pierce Ascendant is listed in those vehicles that they're selling under the League of Oregon Cities buying contract.
Cool. And we confirmed that.
We did. That's why that paperwork's in here for you to look at.
That was specifically what our last meeting was all
correct
about. So, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And you guys are happy with moving forward and decision and
yeah,
you guys feel good about it?
Yes.
Everybody does.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Any other further discussion on that?
Well, I was going to say on the financing that it looks like a year and a half before we're going to get this.
And if it will be the end of June next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if something comes up, they can't get door handles or something, and it could be 2 years. You never know what could happen.
Yeah.
So as far as keeping all of our money in the bank as long as we can, that definitely I think would be an advantage.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Well, that's what we talked about in our meeting when we first sat down about that same stuff, about, I don't know if it's a good idea paying them all at one time.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they would really appreciate that. But
so what I'm looking for tonight is board approval for this purchase, and then we'll contract, and then when the contract comes in, if you guys approve everything tonight, do you authorize President Beatty to sign that contract? Because I'm not.
I ain't paying for it either, this time.
We'll get Jamie to sign it.
They're not transferring funds either.
Yeah, well, we're not gonna allow you to do that.
It would be over our limit.
So I'm looking for a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve the Pierce engine.
Second.
Okay, roll call, please.
Nancy Oxenholt?
Yes.
Tim Beatty?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jamie Wright?
Yes.
And Dan Drayton is absent.
All right, moving down to item number two, Fire Chief Annual Performance Review.
So for my contract, the month of March, you guys are, get to do a performance evaluation on me. Chris has provided you with the blank. What we've always done in the past is that you guys fill them out and then just come in and talk to me about them individually, if that's what you wanna do. And then if you wanted at the next meeting, schedule everybody get together kind of a thing.
This a different one than last year?
It is.
More.
Check the box, put smiley faces on, whatever.
Yes, I took your feedback from last year. I put more things that actually put, like, kind of pertain to the district versus EMS calls and things like that, since you guys just don't see him out per se doing those things.
We just hear about him.
Right, so good thing those are off the performance evaluation. So I hope that it's more tailored to what you guys were looking for.
Thank you.
Does anybody have any further discussion or questions? And you want these done by the end of March?
Yes.
Yeah, it says, so my contract says the employer should conduct a performance review based on the above criteria, which is all listed in here and that she's put in there. Review will be completed by the 31st day of March of each year or at another date mutually agreed upon by the parties. It's the duty of the employee to meet with the employer and establish a time and place for the annual evaluation.
Perfect. All right. Local Union 5169 report.
There's one.
It's in there.
It's in there.
It is.
It is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we missed that one.
They were looking for a leukemia or lymphoma patient, and I had talked to Wesley Culver Jr., and he said that he would be willing to help them if he need be. He's a acute leukemic with a bone marrow transplant. So I'll give the, I think it was John that was asking about somebody. So for next year, I guess they want to put his picture on their helmets while they're doing the stairs.
That'd be good.
So you said they wanted to put a picture on their helmet?
Of him, just like a, you know, piece of paper type picture while they're doing the stairs, climbing stairs. That's what the other fire departments would had done.
Sounds good.
As long as the person consents to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Any further discussion on that? Okay. Committee staff reports.
Chief Bickerdike's report's in there. I'll let him talk about that.
So just keeping things short, we'll just hit the highlights so you can see the training hours and the crew assignments. Monday night drills last month, so we had our fire behavior dollhouse that got burned, and
it was cold.
It was cold. Yeah, Nancy was able to show up and take a look. It was a great drill. Illustrated a lot of great principles with regards to fire behavior, and
Mr. Morgan did a fantastic job. Mr. DeBoer also helped him, and they did a great job in explaining what they were doing and demonstrating. It was a great drill. Then coming up on the 31st of this month, we're having DPSST come down with their car fire prop. Mm-hmm. It's a propane fired prop. So that's going to be Monday night drill, like you said, on the 31st. Kind of a fun one to watch if you guys feel like coming down. Down into meetings and events, the Lincoln County Tactical Response Team utilized our drill tower. They were very appreciative for that opportunity and expressed some interest in wanting to do that some more and maybe work together with me to try and maybe upgrade some of the, like the door prop and things like that. So I'll be working with them a little bit. We had our accreditation meeting with the DPSST representative. He came down and talked to us and got us all recertified. The 19th, we had fire hydrant asset management meeting with Lincoln City Parks and Rec, and we're going to be working closely with the city to try and maintain those hydrants and keep better track of them. And then you see there the meeting with Hughes Fire Equipment, trying to get the aerial details all ironed out and make sure that everything all fell in line with what our requirements were going to be for the group purchasing agreement, things like that. So projects that I'm working on, still working on repairs in the training tower. Electrical repairs are the big one for me, and I'm assured that I'm on the electrician's schedule to get those taken care of. That was one of the things that the OSHA visit called out, that we need to get squared away, and so we kind of lit a fire underneath the electrician and said, you need to get in here and get this done. And then we've got membrane roof replacement coming up here as soon as we got some good weather coming. Things are going well with dispatch, still kind of ironing out a few details, but overall the relationship's going good. The DPSST accreditation agreement will complete for the next 2 years. Vector Solution, I'm just about done with what the changes that I'm going to make. And then we're working with Taft High School, trying to get us into more of a routine with doing EMS standbys on a lot more of their sporting events. So during the state playoff game, I guess, for the boys, one of the gentlemen took a pretty hard head hit the floor, split wide open. It kind of was a big deal. They also said they had a broken arm, one of the visiting teams earlier on in the season. And so I figure if we can get down there and stand by for these games, be a little bit more of a quicker response for these EMS calls for these kids, it'd be a better situation for everybody. So yeah, we're working on that.
PacWest used to be at all the games and that football and that. Are they not doing that anymore? Or?
PWA doesn't get down there. We're really good about getting down for football games. Mm-hmm. But basically, once the football season's over, we kind of drop off. And okay. I would like to change that. You know, we go down and watch some baseball from time to time, things like that. But I would like for us to be more involved in more of their sporting events just throughout the course of the year. So.
Good.
Chief Heights reports there. Cody, I know you're online. Do you want to say anything?
He's right here.
So as Chief Bickerdike mentioned, we did have a meeting with the city, and we're working on that program to develop a hydrant maintenance program with that. I'm very excited about their new asset management system they have. I think it's going to be really user-friendly for us. The other thing, and I know Chief Bickerdike mentioned it, and I think it's in Chief's report, we did have OSHA come out and do an evaluation. There were a couple of deficiencies that they constitute as a high issue, if you will, and we're already working to address those. I expect to see their report in the next 2 to 3 weeks, and so what we need to do there is address their concerns, and then we'll provide either pictures or some sort of documentation back to them with those. Overall, I wouldn't say anything that was too surprising or shocking. So,
Cody, did they inspect all stations or just this one?
We only did station 14 and 16, only because for time time we didn't do all six stations, and doing those two, I think we had a good enough plan of what would need to be done at the others as well. So I know Chief talked about budget. We probably will be spending some money on a few things here coming up. I don't think anything that's crazy expensive though.
Okay. Any questions for Cody while he's not taking care of sick kids?
Nope. Thank you, Cody.
All right.
Thank you.
My report there, so you can see the number of ambulance transports, dollars received, 21,000 so far this year. I think just today we've already got another $3,600 in just in the last few days. So hoping to meet our predicted budget year of how much money we're going to get. Pacific West Ambulance is on the billing side of things, they're absent. So everything else is too old for collections. So we've got no responses. So everything that's on the books from them is done. So there's the money received last month, notable monies that were received, building and maintenance issues. So Bob's working on Station 16 stuff. The Osprey nest at down Station 16 has been removed from the top of the siren tower there.
Did they put it somewhere else?
Nope. They got rid of it. In the month of February, you can remove them, and so it's gone. The city's going to put up new sirens, so.
Yeah.
Let's see. He's done a lot of work with Dave on the training tower, and then after the last winter storms, he went around and did some inspections and cleaning. There's the rear brakes I talked about with engine 14. Humvee brakes were repaired. Bo's working on a lot of just fixing stuff that's kind of deferred maintenance and things it's working on. Annexations. So the Department of Revenue has not rejected the last nine we've sent in, which the attorney says is a good thing, but they haven't accepted them. We put them in way in advance. I'm not sure what's going on there. They are working on another piece of property that was sold, so that automatically comes on our rolls. It's up Highway 229, but the county has to do it. We don't know that the county knows that they have to do it, so our attorney is sending a letter to county legal counsel and the surveyors and everybody else saying, hey, the ORS says that you take care of this when it transfers hands, so we don't have to go to the Department of Revenue. What are you going to do? And so far he has heard nothing back from them. I did get a phone call from the chief of Southwest Polk. He's annexing actually 25 square miles into his district, and he's kind of getting my feedback on what my process was and how that was done. Because when he called the attorney, he says, oh yeah, you should talk to Rob. They're way far ahead of you. So apparently I should get some attorney consultation fees out of that stuff. But so I'm trying to help other people as I can. Alarm response, you can see that our alarms from February last year to February this year, we increased by 30%. And so far this year, we're increased 7% over last year. So we're kind of getting back to what we were 2 years ago, I think, a little bit more normal. Financial audit, there's nothing. Like I said, last month, our extension was accepted by the state, but we haven't had any, they haven't finished the audit yet. So Kathy's still kind of working with them, trying to make sure they haven't asked for anything else. I think it's just going through their process within their office there. As Cody mentioned, we had a non-punitive OSHA inspection on March 6th. They did both the administrative, it was both an administrative and a facilities inspection. And so Cody's handling that. As soon as we get that list of deficiencies out, we're gonna start the repairs on that. Personnel hiring, it's kind of remained stable. We're onboarding another new volunteer tomorrow, and then they received another application for a volunteer today, Dave?
Yep, we just processed it today.
Yep, so we're processing another one through there. Ladder truck, we've already talked about. The only thing is that all of our insurance money has been received, and the claim is now closed with special districts insurance. So we're all done with that. Station 16 damage. So the engine crew pulling out on a call, the garage door decided to come down while the engine was exiting the building. So it destroyed the two bottom panels of the door and put some scrapes on top of the engine.
How'd the doors start coming down?
They pressed the button. Evidently.
So they say when they keyed the mic, it came down. Hasn't done it before. We don't know. We did our process. We've drug tested the individual that was driving. I haven't seen the results. I don't know if he passed or failed.
They haven't come in yet.
That's a while.
Really?
Yeah.
kind of shocking.
So Chief Height reviewed the video and nothing looked out of order in the video. I mean, we didn't see anybody reaching for garage doors or anything like that, so.
But nothing's, I mean, it has not happened before. It's rumored to have happened, but. Anyway, so our insurance claim, when we hit our own building, and because it's our own vehicle, our deductible is $2,500. He says if you want to turn in just the building, it's a $1,000 deductible. So we can't not fix it, so we've got to hold a Hatton. He's going to get two more bottom panels. He's going to get them installed. We'll see how much it costs. We have some scrapes on the top of the engine that need to have some paint work done. We'll see what that costs. Then we'll weigh, okay, is it $2,500 or more? How much more is it worth sending in a claim? We'll kind of balance all that kind of stuff out here once we get all that stuff done. But we'll get it fixed and we'll make that. I have sent the initial information to our insurance company, so they have pictures, they have the statements, they have everything. And we're saying, you know what, we're going to hold off until we see what the costs come in, and then we'll determine whether we're going to submit it to you for a claim. And their response back was, okay, that's fine. We have all the information we need right now. Let us know what you want to do. So it's not like we're delaying submitting anything. They know what's coming.
Did you talk to Rick about that radio frequency maybe hitting that, or what? That's hard to, just never heard of that. So.
Rob, is when the door's going up, if something jams, would it come back down?
Yes.
Maybe it got stuck or one of the rollers.
I think the opposite is actually true. I don't think it would come back down.
You'd hope
if it was going down, I think it would go up, but I don't think the opposite. I don't think it
would. Yeah, probably would.
And it's got, so those doors have a pressure sensor at the bottom with the air thing, so when it hits it, they go back up, and that's what happened. It came down, hit the top of the truck, and then tried to go back up.
So, Chief, when I reviewed the video, you see the door go all the way up. It stops.
Okay.
The engine starts pulling out. No one, from what I can tell in the video, reaches for the button. All you see is the captain push the mic on his headset, or the button on his headset to talk on the radio. And then as the engine's pulling out, you see the bay door coming down.
Can we live with a couple scratches on top of the truck and not repair that?
I don't know that I'd do that down here. I'd want to see a look at the paint. I mean, we just have to look at it.
How old the truck is it?
It's one of the new ones. So
our maintenance guys throw